In some jurisdictions, auditors often provide supplemental non-audit services, such as financial statement preparation, word processing, translation, or other services in conjunction with statutory audits. In such instances, it's crucial to evaluate these non-audit services separately from the statutory audit, so they can be appropriately evaluated for permissibility under the applicable independent standards. To facilitate this process, changes have been implemented in Sentinel. Two new Sentinel taxonomy codes have been created, one for financial statement preparation services and the other for financial statement word processing and/or translation services. Sentinel requesters will be reminded of these typical supplemental services when submitting Sentinel requests for statutory audits. They will be asked whether additional services are being provided alongside the statutory audit, and if so, to select all relevant non-audit service taxonomy codes. Sentinel lead partners can then approve Sentinel requests once all services have been reviewed for permissibility and we have received necessary pre-approvals from the audit committee or those charged with governance. When approving a request in Sentinel, it is helpful for the SLP to include reminders to the requester in their approval comments. For financial statement preparation services to a subsidiary with the same year-end as the parent audit client, SLPs should include a reminder that services cannot start until the audit report for the parent company's group financial statements has been issued. When a Sentinel request only identifies audit services, the SLP can indicate in their comments that approval is solely related to the submitted audit service. By adopting these practices within Sentinel, both requesters and reviewers can significantly reduce the risk of independence violations. This streamlined approval process also allows for quicker speed to market and improved client relationships.